Edius, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav, 4-6, and we return to the topic of Tumah and Tahara. The first case in the Mishnah here is talking about Hechsher, the Kabbalah's Tumah, preparation for food to become Tameh. The backstory here, very briefly, is that there are four categories of recipients of Tumah: Adam and Kalim, people and utensils. If they come into direct contact with the source of Tumah, like a dead rat, they become Tameh immediately. When it comes to Ochlin, foodstuffs, however, it doesn't become tummy. Even if you have an apple and the apple touched the dead rat, the apple remains tahor unless it first was readied, huchshar, to be susceptible to tumah. Now that susceptibility comes from the apple becoming wet by one of these seven liquids, the zayin mashkin, that are machshir, that prepare food to become tummy. The mnemonic for that is yad shachat dam. A mnemonic that means literally hand that slaughters blood. And those seven letters, Yad Yodalet, stands for Yayin, which is wine or grape juice. And Devash, that's the Dalet, is for bee honey. Shachat, the Shin, is for Shemen, that's olive oil. The Chet is for Chalav, milk. The Tet is for Tal, dew. And the Dam, Dalet Mem, the Dalet is for Dam, blood itself, a liquid, as well as mem, mime. Okay, those are the seven liquids. Now, when the pasuk talks about this, it says, it uses a funny word. It says, v'chi yutan mime al zer v'nafal menivlasam. When, now yutan means, it's a hufal, it means like to be placed. So if water is placed or comes onto the foodstuffs, okay? Now, it could have been spelt yutan with a vav. It's spelt without the vav. So when you read it, it looks a lot like yiten. Yiten sounds like a person puts on, as opposed to yutan. It's put on, like, kind of by itself. And Chazal understand from that, that missing vav, teach you that not only does the futzav have to become wet in some way by one of those seven liquids prior to it becoming susceptible to tumah, it has to be that you're okay with the food getting wet, as if you put it on yourself. You don't have to do it yourself, but it has to be like you're okay that it got wet by your own, you're accepting it, you're okay with it. Meaning if it got wet, it kind of against your will, you didn't want it to get wet, it wouldn't be huchshel kabel tumah, wouldn't be yet susceptible to tumah. And just speaking it out, it doesn't need to be wet afterwards, but if the apple had been washed with water that you wanted to wash it with, even now the apple's bone dry, now and forevermore, it's susceptible to tumah. So the case of our Mishnah specifically is talking about olives. And one of the ways they used to prepare the olives to make them sort of edible was to let them sit in like a vat of salt, okay? And that would soften the olives to make them more edible. It would also leach out some of the olive oil. Now, if you want that olive oil, you're happy to make your olives, you know, plump and tasty and juicy. So then the olive oil is one of the seven liquids, and if it's on the outside of the olives, it would then be machshir the olives to become tumah susceptible. But if you don't want the olive oil to sit on the olives, you just want to get rid of it, so they shouldn't become soft and mushy, so then it wouldn't be machshir, wouldn't ready them to become tumah. So the question is, when you have them sitting in the salt for a little bit of time, and it's inevitable that oil will come out, is that machshir or not? And the answer, of course, it depends on if you wanted it. So the gist will be, Beis Shammai will say, people don't want the oil to come out necessarily. The oil stays in, makes it, you know, the olives more juicy and plump, and the olive oil makes it kind of stick together and become soft and ichy. So why would you want the olive oil to come out? So you don't want it. End of discussion. Beis Hillel, who are machmir, say, well, some people do want the olive oil to come out, and therefore, for you to display that the olive oil is not when you want it there, you have to make like an act from the outset which indicates you didn't want this olive oil, you're not saving it. How would you do that? You would puncture a hole in the bottom of the vat in which the olives are salting, okay? And the hole that you puncture in the bottom indicates that you're happy for the olive oil to drain out the bottom and be lost. Therefore, you don't want the olive oil, therefore you don't want it on the olives, and therefore it's not machshir them. That's the gist of the first part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, inside, chavis shel zesim, if you have a barrel of olives, megulgalim. Now that means rolling, like roly-poly olives. The idea is, if the olives would sit too long inside the salt, they'd become kind of really mushy and kind of clump and stick together. They wouldn't be able to roll around anymore. They'd become like a mush, like a mush of olives. So it's just, you're kind of like salting them lightly for a short amount of time. So, Beis Shammai omrim eino tzarech linakev. Beis Shammai says there's no need to puncture a hole in the bottom of the barrel, because no one really wants that oil to come out, especially, so it's not v'chiyutan, and therefore they're not susceptible to tumah. U'beis Hillel omrim tzarech linakev. Vase Hillel say, no, you need to punch a hole at the bottom, and that way the olive oil will roll out, and you're indicating that you don't want the olive oil. That would be required to make sure that the olives are not, to make the olives not susceptible to tumah. Umodim. But Vase Hillel do agree, she'im nikba, that if you indeed perforated the container so that the olive oil should run out, but then usasuma, but the problem is like the debris, sasuma shemarim, the waste product at the bottom, if you will, of the container that's coming off the olives, they block up the hole. So even though you puncture a hole at the bottom, in fact, the olive oil didn't drain out the bottom, and therefore there's lots of olive oil sitting around the olives. Still, their Rebbe, excuse me, Beis Hillel would agree, shehi tahora, that the olives remain tumma impervious, they're tahor and can't become tumma yet, because even though the olive oil is there, by putting a hole at the bottom, you've indicated you didn't want the olive oil, so the fact that it drained or didn't drain is not relevant. Okay, that's point number one of the Mishnah, and the lach is like Beis Hillel, lachumra, you need to puncture a hole at the bottom. Okay, now, there's sort of a 2a and 2b coming now, so like a new case of the Mishnah, which is talking about a person who anoints himself with olive oil. This has nothing to do with hechsher. This is to do with the olive oil itself and its status relative to the person. Meaning you're putting olive oil on your body, it's kind of like a moisturizer for your skin. And the question is, you know, when you put it on your skin, it kind of becomes sort of batel, like subordinate to your person. And it's as if it's no longer there anymore. It loses identity as olive oil becomes just sort of like moisture on your skin. So how do we do that in halacha? So the first kind of case 2a of the Mishnah is everything starts out being tahor. The person is tahor, and the olive oil is tahor, and he puts it on his skin, and then the person becomes tummy with his oily skin. So everything on him becomes tummy, certainly, and the oily skin is part of his skin, so it becomes tummy too. It's part of him. So I don't know, that's straightforward. But then he goes to a mikvah. Now, a mikvah has the power to be metaher, to remove tumah, but it only can be metaher adam vekelim, people and utensils. Those can be purified through a mikvah. An exception even to that is the kli cheres, earthenware utensils can't become tahor through a mikvah. But in general, if you put a person who's tameh or a utensil which is tameh in a mikvah, it becomes tahor. In contrast, foodstuffs do not become tahor in a mikvah. You have a tameh apple, you put it in the mikvah, doesn't help, it's still tameh. Okay? The only exception, if you call it an exception, is water itself. Water itself is considered to be part of the mikvah, so it becomes tahor. But in general, food or drink doesn't become tahor when it goes into a mikvah. So the question is, what happens if a person starts out being tahor, the olive oil is tahor, it goes on his body, he becomes tameh, he goes to the mikvah, becomes tahor again, and then when he comes out of the mikvah, the olive oil drips off of him. So now that there's a little puddle of olive oil sitting on an apple, let's say, so did the olive oil sort of like regain its independent status, and since it became tumah when it was on his person and the mikvah couldn't be metaharet when it drips off, now it's sort of a source of tumah, would make the apple tumah? Or do we say no, that the olive oil sort of lost identity and everything's tahor and the mikvah effectively works to remove all sorts of tumah, and therefore if olive oil would drip off afterwards onto the apple, it doesn't matter, it's all tahor. That's the gist of the question. Beis Hillel is going to be strict again, Beis Shammai lenient. So the Mishnah says inside, hasach b'shemen tahor, a person anoints himself with olive oil, and he's tahor, the olive oil is tahor, everything's tahor. But then v'nitma, but then he himself becomes tamei. So then the moisture on his skin, the olive oil on his skin also becomes tamei. But then yarad v'taval, he goes into the mikvah, making himself tahor, and everything is tahor at this point, it would seem, totally. Then Beis Shammai omrim, afal pi shehu minatef, I don't care, says Beis Shammai, even if afterwards there's so much oil on him that it drips off him, like drip, drip, drip. Even so, tahor, what drips off is tahor, because it was subordinate to him, batel to him at the time he was in the mikvah. No more tumah left. Dripping off afterwards doesn't make a difference. But Beis Hillel puts on limits. Beis Hillel omrim kedei sichas ever katan. He says there's a threshold, which is the amount of oil that you need to anoint a small limb. The way that Bartanur learns is the limb in question here is talking about, well, it doesn't specify here, but in Shabbos it says it's a baby's toe, a little newborn baby, first day of its birth. It's the littlest baby toe. That's what we're talking about, Ever Katan. So a tiny amount, but it's not nothing. It's more than a drop, okay? Well, let's call it 1 cc to be simple here, okay? So the way the Bartanura learns, 1 cc, the amount to anoint a baby's, newborn baby's toe, is still okay. That's counterintuitive, I know, but it's still okay. Anything more than that would be tummy. So if it goes to 1.01 cc, then at that point, it's like the tumor reemerges and the apple would become tummy. Okay? The way that the Rambam learns, and this would be la halacha, I guess, is that First of all, the limb in question is a person's pinky finger, his baby finger, which is of course bigger than a toe. Let's just, for argument's sake, say that the amount of oil required to anoint a baby pinky finger is 2 cc of oil. That definitely is an overstatement. Both shear are too big, but it doesn't make a difference. Okay, from my points here. So let's just call it 2 cc. The Rambam learns that 2 cc, that threshold, is already tame. So for it not to be tame, it has to be a little bit less than that, 1.99. Okay? So the Rambam and the Bartonu are learning differently, both with respect to, is this shiur including a toe, or does she already cross lines of tame? And also we're talking about a baby's toe or an adult's finger, pinky. Okay, be that as it may, so Beis Hill are the strict ones, and they say that if it drips off in a significant quantity, a useful quantity, enough to anoint a finger, okay, at that point already, according to the Rambam, that already makes it now tame all over again. Well, Beis Hill omen, but Beis Hill say, I'm sorry, then the Mishnah continues on, I'll call it 2b. Now, case 2b is not everything starting out tahor. From the outset, we have tame oil that's going on to the person. There's no problem with that. You can anoint the tame oil, it's no problem. The question is, if it now drips off of you, so then is it conveying to him or not? Okay? So the case is, vimhaya shemen, the oil that the person put on himself, tam metchilaso. It was tummy at the time he applied it to himself. And then it kind of, I guess, lost the status of being it's on his skin. And then he goes to the mikvah, and he comes off, and now it drips. So how much dripping is a problem, or how much moisture is a problem? So Beishamai omrim kadei sichas ever katan. Beishamai say, that's when the small limb kicks into play, whether it's a pinky or a baby toe. But the point is, if at that level, you can have tumah reemerge. But less than that, just oily hands, whatever, that's not a problem. Once you get in the mikvah, the oily hands makes no difference. It's all tahor now out of the mikvah because it's subordinate to the person, and the oily hands will touch the apple. The apple remains tahor. Okay, but Ubeis Hill, who are the strict ones, they say mashke tofeach. They say, and there's two versions of, in the Mishnah here, two versions of what Beis Hillel say. The first one here, the Tanakama, holds that the threshold is, if your hands are so oily that they, if you put your hands like on a piece of paper, the piece of paper will get oil marks. Tofeach means it can like transfer its moisture over. So the point is, the guy put tamei oil on his hands. He then goes to the mikvah. He then dries off. When he's dry, there's no more water on his hands anymore, but he's still oily from the oil of the olive oil. If he would touch something enough, like say a piece of paper, that he'd leave oil marks. There you go. Oil is coming off his hands still. And he's like transferring oil, and therefore it would make things tummy all over again. Can't make a piece of paper tummy because it's a, let's say it's a kli, but you certainly could touch an apple, and the apple could be as mashk, as an ochel could be makabel tumah from that oil. Okay, that was Tanakama's version. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Beis Hillel was a little bit more lenient than that. He says the threshold is tofeach umat piach. It's enough moisture left on the hand, let's call it, that not only would he transfer it to a piece of paper, but that piece of paper could transfer oil to a second piece of paper. Okay? If there's that much oil in his hand still, then the oil could convey tumah again if it ends up on an apple, let's say. Okay? But less than that, not. Halacha here would be like the Tanakama of Beis Hillel. So we're talking about just tofeach. According to the Bartanura, if it, all it can do is tofeach, that's already tahor. It has to be more than that to be tamei. According to Rambam, even if it can be tofeach and make something oily again, it would make it tamei. Okay, so the Rambam's going to learn the halacha that if you have oily hands and the oil is tamei, so that even after you go off the mikvah, if you then transfer oily moisture to other things, the tumah reemerges and can convey tumah all over again.